Dammi, dammi. No, no, a mí, mi chimpeo ni idea. Otro color veo ni idea, ni no. O me repito, un gato loyo, ni soy yo. Una noche es nada de cruce y más cruce. Y de esa amiga, de azoya. But they are ignorant, so they don't know. So mele de misuais, so the husband, so because of ignorance, so they can presume to be sophic bailiwis. When Yeshu is at the dam vidam, Tanya Omer Meir, in Yeshu at the dam vidam, takone deli. I mean, so that will not give the husband the status of bailiwis, if they are just machmir, to be mitami dam yori. Elo shereya damode imu mashlimis is a dam yoi. So the middle of the cheshbon is not correct. Dovarache yoim shepisekes beis in parato imi yeshiv. So there are two common mistakes among the kusim. One is that if, let's say, the initial riyah is that of the dam yoi, and then the second day or the third day she sees damode, so al kudin she should start counting the 7 days from the Riyah of the Damodei, but they don't know, so maybe they start counting from the Riyah of Dam Yorek, and they'll be Teveil after 7 days as of the Dam Yorek, and so the Tefillah is not effective. That's one possible Mirshel. And the other Mirshel is because they say that Yeim should be second day, separate with me and Shiva. So in other words, so they consider in Mikta Sayyei the day that they stop, so the day the Seif Ayei of the day when they stop seeing Dam, so in the Cheshbon of Minyan Shiv. Now let's see Rashi. Oti kule bi elinis kino ova iki pni imi yeshu akol dam vidam shein reiz bin tome bin toya shein reiz bin tome bin toya yishem es lov zayim in idosho shes hizcho minyono mishem shtane maro dam vitin vizeh yomi takone deilu yolena avu meizis kei imi meizis elu meliya visheino kishon oshim vizeo kolkolo, that's why it's a mirshu shereya damod ima shlimos il dam yoy yirwas yoy tchilo svurosh ki ishi itmeyo umini meni zayim yomi ושריה בחמישי של אדם עודי, אם משמר איזה לשני יומים, לאשלים זיין לריוסי או משינו, ויצריך עולים לי מרי או שני. יאים שפיסק את זה. כשריה גימו ריצופים, לאחר זיין ימי עמידה, והב וזווה, הוא פיסק את באמצע היי, סיפר איזה איסי קצס היי. In other words, let's say she saw דם בימי זיווה. In דימי זיווה. And Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. So על פדין, she can start counting the Zion Yikin from Wednesday. So Wednesday can be a first day, not Tuesday. Not Tuesday, even though she stopped coming down on Tuesday morning, but the Tuesday day is not Inoki. It's not in Inoki anymore, I believe. So Mele, but they don't know. So Mele, they will consider the balance of the Tuesday day as the first day of the Zion Yikin. So Mele, she'll be developed at the time when the tefillah is not effective. Who be second to Zayim, 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 Shadayar, Zayim, Yishim, and Likim, Vanan, Zayim, Likim, Shleimim, Bin, and Lizot. All right. Maskif lo Rome Bachome. Maskif lo Rome Bachome. Vitispirenu, Vanan, Namen, Lispirenu, the Kaim lo Mikta Zayim, Kikule. So Rome Bachome is raising a question, what's wrong with that practice of the Kusi? It seems that it's based upon the aloche of mitzvah sayen kikule. So the mele, if she saw dam di mizive on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and she stopped bleeding Tuesday morning, so the balance of the Tuesday day should be considered as the first day of the seven days, because of mitzvah sayen kikule. Omarov im kei. שכבזרה ויסוסר ביזיבו, היכן נשכח עשו, ומקצה סייעים כיכול. Now, there is a loch. That is שכבזרה. So, he say, but if we say, and how much is it say, only on yei, but if we say, מקצה סייעים כיכול, so, So, of what effect is it, this theory of one day? Because the balance of the day is considered as a substitute. So the Gemara says, so the words where it took place binash moshe. So the mele, there is no balance after that. So pilekin vleimel likro tiksive somoch lishkias hamoksive. I mean, so can we say that that is a kosu that shechlazera iseisel yim echot bizive? Is has to be visualized in connection with the case where it took place in Ashmoshes. So the Gemara says, "Hey, al kochoch shabke likro, v'yil dochik, umeikim anafsh, umeikim anafsh." I'm going to the Rashi. Im kendo im kiyim mikses hayem ki kulei, zav she posa, v'yisre lispe, v'ro kiare, v'kaimolon v'sei zereite hayem. Now by Zav, so it's also the same aloche, that there is a steer. It's Zav, Bal Shtein Ries, even without Gimur Ries. The Gimur Ries is Mechuyif to bring the form, but the Zav Bal Shtein Ries, Zav Bal Riacha, so is only Tomi Tumaseret, like a Balker. But the Zav Bal Shtein Ries has to count Zaynikin. So suppose he started to count Zaynikin, and then he saw Keri. So the aloche is that the carry is not seisea, the whole meaning of Zaynikin, but it's only seisea one day. If, let's say, so if he says, if he sees Zive, if the Zav started to count Zaynikin, and he sees Zive, so then it says the whole meaning. But if the Zav, after he started to count the Zaynikin, just had a discharge of carry, didn't see any zive, so then it's only seisei yimechot. Why? Because zive is itself mitame shivas yomim. Masheikei, carry is only mitame to maseret. So the mele, true that the rias carry is also seisei in the midst of the zaynikin, but it's only seisei to the extent of one day. So the kashi is monashe. So after the rie of the carry, so there'll be another day that will replace the one day that was nista. So the Gemara says, "Either Chazoi Paul the Yeme Kushi Umshami Velemu Likro Bitmi or Become Hada Luk Me Akapte Ein Alko Roshap Likro." Tichim dikan luchol duchte, mixayim kikulei, yudochi komeikim anapshei bisomuch, lishkiya sacham. So in other words, so who said, who raised that question? Maybe Enoch and Ami. Tetzrome bachom. All right. Boy, Rome bachom. Pilete shechvazera mau shetista bezil. Izov. So, if she is Izovic Dale, so she counts Zaynikim 7 days, and then in the midst of the Zaynikim. So, she was Pilete shechvazera, so the question is it Seisa bezil? Royo isovis iseres, oi bilmo migas o isovolo isosro. So the shaila is, what kind of itume is pilates shechvazera? The aloha is that if a woman is pilates shechvazera, so then she becomes tume, like she has the same tume as a balker, a woman with pilates shechvazera. So the shaila is, what kind of itume is it? Is it itumas rie or itumas mag? Do we say that pilates shechvazera is tume because since she is Pilate, so she has a din of migas b'shechvazera shel bailo. So it's itumas mag. If it's itumas mag, it's not seiseya. Only itumas ri. Or Pilate shechvazera has a din of tumas ri. So Rashi says, Pilate kigein sheshimsho bizein uposko בישחילו לימנס ופולטון, מהו שטיסטר מיניונו, הודי קיימלון דיפלטס תמיו, משום ראי ויסוסרו, ויסוסרו, ציטום עשריה, אוי משום נגעס ונגיע לא יסייסי. נגיע לא יסייסי. Alright, so the Ramban says that the whole Abai of Homer Bar Homer is only a libe der Rabshimen. But it's not a libe the Rabbon of Rabshimen. That memale from the base. So there is a gemore, that memale from the base here and here. There is a gemore. Tonerabonon, that's toward the bottom, right? There is a star on top. Tonerabonon. So in other words, the aloha is that in Nide, even the dam does not come outside. It's kept. The case lay it's retained in the case lay is achitzen and it doesn't come outside, so she still play or tumasli. Eli alamid zova menai tamulei maal zeva bipso pilete shechvazera menai, that even if the shechvazera does not come out, it's kept inside, she is also tmeyo talmudlei maal yir. That's the rabor shimenei meyo dayo ki beyalo ma beyalo im nitame yachetei tzei tumo lechutz by the man, by the husband, at he in the mitam or at the teitze to mosa lefut. So Rav Shimon is chilek on the Rabbonon. So according to the Rabbonon, so there is, so by Shechvat Tulet Shechvat Zera, he doesn't come outside. So she is Tmeyo. And according to Rav Shimon, Tulet Shechvat Zera only becomes outside. Visova, רב שמען דייו קיבל לו ותניה ורוחצו במים מתום עד הערב. אומר רב שמען, וכי מה בו זה ללמדנו אם הוא נגיע בשפזר הרי פונם או למטו איש אלו מפני שתומת בססטורים ותומס ססטורים נתאם אלה שגרסה קוסבו. So we see that רב שמען is also made that even if he doesn't that if she is משמשת so she becomes תומי even if he doesn't come outside לוי קשה, קלם ומשמשת can be pelletes. So in other words, Rav Shimon is made it. So in other words, so there is a special halacha that mishameshes. So even though the shechva zera did not come outside, she wasn't pelet, so then she becomes tomei, the same tomei as itumas keri. Mashe'im kein, if she is pelletes shechva zera, without mishameshes, so the rabbon hold that even pelletes shechva zera. So without the shechvazera coming outside, so he's tomei. And Rav Shimon says no. So the Gemara is the kasha piletes, typically the shimsho. But she cannot be a piletes shechvazera unless she was shimsho. So when can we visualize this machleket between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon? Even according to Rav Shimon, so on the score of mishameches, so she's tomei, or even though the shechvazera was not piflet. So the Gemara says, "Bishetobu leshemusho." Let's say she was mishameshes mitoso, and then after that, so she went tefillin. So as far as the tumen that affected her, through the tashmish, the husband, so that tumen was poka because of the tefillin. But then after the tefillin, she was tefillin v'shevazer. I mean, so then after the and then after the tefillin. So, and she was not pilot, it did not come outside. So, the question is, since she still has the shechva zera inside, and so Rav Shimon says, in as much as she wasn't pilot, so memele it's not the time. Anyway, you have the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon as to whether pilot is shechva zera. Gletta Shechvazera, if it didn't come outside, whether she's Tomei, she's Tomei or not. So the Ramban says here, when Rome Bachome has an Abaye, Gletta Shechvazera, Mao Shechista Bezive, so the whole Abaye is only a limit of Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds that Mitzat Piletes, if she doesn't come outside, it is retained inside, so then she doesn't become Tomei. So maybe we can say it doesn't have a din of a Tumas Chiyye, it has a din of a Tumas Magi. Masha'inke, according to the Rabbonon, that even the Tume of Piletes, Shechvazera, as such, so is Mitame, without the Shechvazera coming outside. So then we have to say that it's Tumas Chiyye, because if it's a Tumas Magi, So Magabis Astorim is Lavshmo Magi. So obviously, it's a Tumas Chiyye. Always the mistake. This is what the Ramban said here in the book. Boy, name Ron Bachom Pelletis Shechvazera. Mao Shetista Bezive. So, I'll leave the Rabbon and Pshita the Reyehave. Kick on me boy away. I'll leave the Rapshime. I'll leave the Rapshime. Alright. So, Reyeho is so busy, sir. Oi, deal me the guy, so is so below his sauce. O Marove, if you hover Shabesh. Nay, name the sauce for. Come on, this there. I mean, because, in other words, he is chilik and Rome Bachom is Abaye. He says, let's assume that she is Seisir, but how many days will be Seisir? Tista Shibo, Daiki Beyalo. Daiki Beyalo. So, and Tista Yemechot, Viachatitorom Rachmone, Achot Likulon, Shalit Tuma Mafsekes Bineyen. So, in other words, so there has to be a minion of 7 days in succession. So that it should be say 7 days, so that we cannot say. And that it should be say just one day, so then you'll have to be mitzari. Let's say she was Pilate Shechvazera on the fourth day of the Zayniki. So then you will have to be mitzari the 3 days prior to the day on which he was Pilate Shechvazera, and then 4 days after the day. She won't have a count of 7 days in succession. So that's inconsistent with the Gzeiras HaKotel of Arayach of Likulon. There has to be a continuous count of 7 days. Shlitum mafsek in neye, utamecho, zov gufe yichesotza, litarose om rachmone, shlitum mafsek in neye. So how about the Zav himself? So the Gzeiras HaKotel only says that there shouldn't be a Tumas Ziva B'neyem. So if there is a Tumas Ziva Mafsek B'neyem, so then we cannot be Mitzari the few days of the Zayin Nikin that she counted before the Riyah Zive, and the other days that she counted after the Riyah Zive. Masha'inkein, if there is no Tumas Zive intervening, but just a Shechvazera, so that doesn't come within the Zakosu. Still, if he's out in the midst of the Zaynikin, sees Kerry, so then it says only Yemechot, and it's not inconsistent with the Aloche of Tarach. Elo Maishlok Neimash Loi Tumazim Mavsek Lineyem, Shinrei Zeif Seisers Koma Shemono, Avu Kerry Le Avu Asoke. So here too. Now let the Rashi here say, Pilete Shechvazera, Kigin Sheshim Shobi Zeif. Why did Rashi have to mention Shimsha Bizeif? I mean, which is the Iser? Shimsha Bizeif, so it involves and Lisa Kores. So let's say Rashi means b'shedik, all right, fine. But still, why? So apparently, we, according to Rashi, we cannot visualize it. We cannot visualize. Why? Because in order to count Zaynikim, she must see Dam in the Yemei Zibeh 3 days in succession. So let's say, so the initial Riyah was on Sunday, and that was the Yemei Zibeh. And then she had a Riyah on Monday, and she had a Riyah on Tuesday. So then, and if it's not Beheter, if it is Beheter, so then when will she start counting? Tuesday night, Wednesday will be the first day. Wednesday will be the first day. And so Wednesday, and she's Leta Shechazera in the midst of the Zion King. So Wednesday is the first day. So that means that she was Leta Shechazera on Wednesday. But if she was Mishamish Beheter, so that means that she was mishamish before she saw Dam on Sunday, because the moment she saw Dam on Sunday, she became a shemeres yei, so she couldn't be with her husband as of the initial year. Now, and apparently Rashi is assuming that because there is a machlekes in the Gemara in Shabbos, that the machlekes in Gemara in Shabbos. So whether Hapiletes Shechvazera, let's say after the third day of the Tashmish, whether she becomes Tmei or not. So פרק רבקי ודח פגוב נשאבס מנעים לפלטה שכבזרע בימה שליש שיתמיו שנמה הריו נחינו לשליש עשיון that's to do with שווס so שהיו נחינו לשליש עשיון so בים שליש is according to the Mishnah and that's רבי ישמואל the Mishnah accords with the view of רבי ישמואל so according to the Mishnah in שבס דח פגוב so if a woman is פלטה שכבזרע בים השלישי on the third day, so then it's still tummy, because then in all probability it can still be fertilized. It can still be fertilized. But it can still be fertilized. But if it's after Yimashlishi not. Now if she saw Dam on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday, and if she was Shimsho Beheter, so that means so on Sunday she was Shimsho Mitoso. So and when does she start counting the Zaynikim? Wednesday. So the Peleta Shechvazera also must have taken place on Wednesday. Wednesday is already the fourth day. So it's already Masriach. It cannot be fertilized anymore. So it doesn't have a Chaleishem Shechvazera. So it cannot be Mitame. That's the reason as to why Rashi says Kishi Shimsho Bizev Yisa, because we cannot visualize it according to the Mishnah in Shabbos that she should be Peleta Shechvazera, that is Zobek Deyoy in the midst of the Zaynikim, so should be Peleta Shechvazera and Bitome, because if she already started the count Zaynikim, so that Shechvazera does not have a Chalizdin Shechvazera. But Teisva says that it is possible. Why? Because according to our Girsay in the Gemara, I mean that's not the Rambam's Girsay, so the Chachomim say that she can be Pilates, that the Shechvazera has a din of the Shechvazera, even if it is Pilates within Sheishenis, three misles. So the Mele and the Shulchan Aruch Paskens like that. The Rambam doesn't Paskens like that, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskens like that. That Pilate Shechvazera teich bo veneis, that means three misles within 72 hours as of the Tashmish, so it's mitame, because there is a possibility of fertilization. I mean, for any Shechvazera within the three misles. So mele, it's possible. We can visualize. Chome bachome sabaye behetatu. In other words, let's say let's say that she was that she saw, let's say she saw Dom, let's say late Sunday afternoon, let's say at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So Monday 5 o'clock in the afternoon is one misless, Tuesday, Wednesday. So when will the three misless be completed? 5 p.m. Wednesday. But it's before Shkia. So that's one day, and then Monday she also saw Dom, and Tuesday. So then Wednesday, Tuesday night, she can start counting the Zaynikim. The Zaynikim. And then she will pull the Shechvezera Wednesday morning. So it'll still be within the three misles. So it is possible. The reason as to why Rashi says he is Shim Shem Zayim, because apparently Rashi doesn't pasken like the Chachamim. The Shochno, the Tur, the Mechaber, and the Ramo, they pasken like the Chachamim. That Pilate Shech Vazera, Teich Vovenei, so she's still Meyo. But Rashi apparently pasken like Rabbi Shmuel. Or maybe Rashi, I mean, maybe like the Rambam, probably like Rabbi Shmuel. So that's why Rashi has to say, Ki Shishim Shem Zayim. All right. Now let's see. Tanya Marabeya. So the mistake that the Kusi made, the Amitami Dam Yom. The Rabbi Yechon in Doma Firik al Yad, Yorad Reb Meir, Rishit as Akavim ban Malalel, and Makavim Malalel himself is Mitamei Itam Yorek. We don't pass from like Akavim Malalel. Vitim Itam Yorek. So why does Reb Meir say that they are barely Nideis? Because erroneously the Kusi, Amitam Itam Yorek himself also agrees with Akavim Malalel that Itam Yorek is Tomei. So Yiforeish, Dam Yorik the Ochel Lav Yorik Mamish Kahid Elil Elodeya Mimen V'chein Le'akavye Mitamei Kusis Dam Yorik Deya Mi Dam Yorik Shehu Tomei Ulil Pirish Berash Minachas. In other words, Yorik in the Gemara can have reference to green and to yellow. So when Akavye B'Mahalel we pass that both green and yellow are not Mitamei, even though yellow is closer to red than green. So according to Akavya B'Mahalel, so if yellow is mitame, tame. But the kusim were mitame even green. Alright. Sifarteli mi ezay, v'im tema, udi oma b'keitzatzeilin, v'sachasnozir, mitzas ayein kikule, v'zo v'gdei leom ahosom, d'mishkachas alivei, b'reye bin ashmoshetz. V'chi kikusim seiver. V'chi kikusim seiver. D'orche porch l'kamo l'rav d'om ha'yim shibspekes v'yolumin shivo v'rav v'kisuyo v'shmaite amin tzin kanzivavu. So here we say, the Gemara says, that the kikusim are the only ones that apply the principle of mitzvah sayim kikule. But, so in other words, there is no such ite in the Torah Shebalpe. But Rabbi Yisi holds that mitzvah sayim kikule, mitzvah sayim kikule. So the Meile, the Gemara says, so Gemara says kashe according to Rabbi Yisi, who says mitzvah sayim kikule. So how is it possible to have izovek deile? What is izovek deile? Izovek deile is when she sees Dam in the Yemezive 3 days in succession. But if we say Mixayim Kikule, so that means, let's say, if we don't say Mixayim Kikule, then understand, she saw Dam Yimizive on Sunday morning, and she saw Dam Yimizive on Monday morning and on Tuesday morning, so she becomes Zom Dele. But according to Rabbi Yisi, that we say Mixayim Kikule, so if she saw Dam on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, so then the balance of the Sunday morning from 9 till night, so it's considered as a whole day. So that in itself would constitute the Shemeras Yeim, the fulfillment of Shemeras Yeim Keneged Yeim. If the Yemei Zivei woman sees Dam one day, so she has to count one clean day. So if we don't say Mitzrayim Kikulei, so in order to fulfill this count of one clean day, so she has to have a clean day, the whole day of Monday has to be clean. But if we say Mitzrayim Kikulei, so the balance of the Sunday day can be considered as a Yom Kinegadiyim. As a Yom Kinegadiyim. And then, as a Yom Kinegadiyim, so she's Muteres Lebailo. And then, if Monday she sees again, so it cannot be Mitzure to the rear of the Sunday morning. She doesn't have to be shepas to keep on dreaming for 3 days. But let's say, if the whole binashmoshes, let's say she starts bleeding on Sunday before sunset up to Sisak Hovim Sunday night, and then Monday also, before binashmoshes, no binashmoshes. So Mimele, there is no intervening day that can be considered as a whole day. So Rabbi Yisi holds the same sheet. So that's been tema of Yoma, because it's sailing. Michaim Kikule, Omaros and Mishkachas Alibe, Berea bin Ashmoshes. So how is it Zobi Deva Mishkachas, Omaros and Mashkachas Alibe, Berea bin Ashmoshes? Who seems to even know a poor Mikamon, the Rav Doma Yem Shipsek is Bailo in Shiva, the Rav Kisoyam Lashmite, the Yishlema. So Tesis mentions something that is accepted by all the Shaynim, except the Tesis of Roshi and our Yemo. B'yeish leima v'rab yeisi lesley miktas ayem kikulei elo b'seif sphir k'mei shimeres yeiv avo b'tchilo k'mei sheimrim kusim meidel lo yamrim ma shikoshem perkam lirosh yishon oni pohish b'seif mechil. So Teisa says that Rab Yeisi applies the principle of miktas ayem kikulei only in the seif sphir. Let's say, so where does Rav Yisi, in what case does Rav Yisi apply the principle of Mitzrayim Kikulei? In other words, if, let's say, according to Rav Yisi, if a woman the Meziva on Sunday morning saw down, and on Monday morning, and on Tuesday morning, she didn't see down in the Binash Moshes of every day, so then she's not his other day. Why? Because when she saw down 9 o'clock Sunday morning, so then she became a Shemer Asiyei. So she had to count one day. So the balance of the Sunday day is one day. So Le'erev, she was Mitaras Le'bayel. Then Monday morning at 9 o'clock, she again saw down. She again became Shemer Asiyei. But it cannot be Mitzurev to the rear of Sunday, because the balance of the Sunday intervened, was interposed between the rear of the Sunday. It's like it's a rear of Sunday and a rear on Tuesday. So again she became Shemer Asiyei. And again she counted the balance of the Monday day, and Le'erev she was Mitaras Le'bailo, and then Tuesday she saw again. So it was an individual Shemeres Yom Kinegadim. So over there, when Rabbi Yisi applies the principle of Mitzas Hayim Kikulei, so it's Ligabi the safe sphere. So, but Mashayim Ki, so there Rabbi Yisi applies it in the safe sphere. Mashayim came, Ligabi Kusim, the way the Kusim do it. So there it's not B'seif Sphire, but it's Litchila Sphire. Litchila Sphire, Rabbi Yisi doesn't apply the aloche of Mitzrayim Kikulei. And all the Shem give the same terrors, but there is one exception. Now the Rosh, the Tisis Rosh, that will give on the base. Oh, Shavka Likro, do Docho Kumeik Anafshi, Lichuye Baalme, he died from Bachom. In other words, we don't pass like from Bachom. Lichuye Baalme, who died from Bachom, do from the Yufte, the Labi Kau. And Dimron Vachom himself only mentions that
bitter as deal.
Everybody marks your name for them. He said, he only asked, what's the riot that we don't say it? But Rav Nachum himself agreed that the Kusim committed a blunder. But he wanted to know, where do we see that they committed a blunder? That's what he wanted. Right. But he agreed with it. So he, Chomei Bachomei, really agreed with the Kusim? So why does the Gemara say, Otorafki Kesoi? Why is it so inconceivable? If it's all right for Chomei Bachomei to agree with the Kusim Shite, so it's all right for Rav too. So we see that Chomei Bachomei also agreed. But he just asked, where do we see that the Kusim made a mistake? But he knew that the Kusim made a mistake. Umiu, he says, Rabbi Yisi Yisli Hochel Ferekeitz, etc. As the Kusim said. So in other words, the Rosh is Chavit and Tetzis and all the Rishenim, and Bam, the Rajpa, the Ritva, all of them, Raivet, they all say the same thing as Tetzis. That Rabbi Yisi, he only holds the Tchilas Hayim, is Eilu Abi Seifo, Imkin, but not that Seif Hayim is Eilu Abi Tcholos. Imkin, Kol Shkin She Seif Hayim Eilu Abi Tcholos, Kol Chim Aminide, She Im Tchilas Hayim Eilu Abi Seifo, Seif Hayim Eilu Abi Tcholos, Kol Shkin Zove, Kim She Tchilas Hayim Eilu Abi Seife, She Seif Hayim Eilu Abi Tcholos. So the Tosh Shite is a Tenoch Name. Rabbi Yisi agrees with the Kusoy. It's very strange shit. Now the tesis, next tesis. Diu dochi komekim anafshi. Eile emeske. Midi poria befer pasre viratki kesoyo amre lishmaitz. Rei hawe visasro. Eime ridi mishkachas ben shimsho biheta. She tister al di pleite. Ach ari as gimu yon mritzufi. Di kaimolon ki rabonon beferik rabba akive di binon sheish in ishlemis. And eino, it consists of 12 hours. So sheish in ishlemis, that 72 hours is three misles. So according to the rabonon, according to Rabbonon there, so we can visualize it better. We can visualize it better. Iname achariyo achas. Achariyo achas. V'ach bot achariyo achas. So she doesn't have to count Zayniki. So the answer is, v'achartikun rebzere. V'siferes shivo nikim al tipas dam kichal. V'mistome tzorech name nikim mizera. V'chein v'raiseti. So in other words, so we can visualize better after the Takkoneh of Reb Zeire, Bois Yisrael. So Noah, Shimri is Dam Kich Noah, Shimri is Dam Kich Har. So Yesh Visalayin Shiva Nikin, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's in Yimei Nide or Yimei Zive. Actually, there are two Takkonehs. One Takkoneh, it was in Takkoneh of Rebbe Besodis. Takkoneh of Rebbe Besodis. So, the Takone of Rebbe Besodis was Takone of Rebbe. Now midraise, so if a woman the Meinide sees dam, so then she doesn't have to count Zayin Nikin. And even if she keeps on seeing one day after the other, she starts counting from the first day. From the first day, let's say if she started in the Meinide, if the initial rie in the Meinide was on Sunday, and she kept on seeing dam all the 7 days. So let's say, if she stops bleeding, let's say, the next Shabbos, so then, Mitzoyi Shabbos, she's developed in Meteres Levailo, Midrais. Because there is no aloche of Nikim by Mid. But in the Yemei Zive, so then the Din Midrais is, if she sees one Rie on one day, so she has to count one clean day. If she sees 2 days in succession, so she has to count one clean day, and if she's sees 3 days in succession, let's say Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday in Yemezive, so then she has to count Zayin Nikin. So Rebbe's Takone Besodis was that regardless whether she sees in the Yemezive or she sees in the Yemenide, if she sees down 3 days in succession, even though she is 100% certain that that's the Yemenide, not the Yemezive, Nadim is Ile, so she has to count Zayin Nikin. So that is a Takon of Gdumo, that Rebbe was Misakim Besodis. But then, only the takone of Rebbe was that only if she saw 3 days in succession the Yemenide, even though it's Yemenide, so in the Raisa she has to count just 7 days, not 7 days. So takone of Rebbe was 7 days. But suppose she saw 1 day only, she doesn't have, from the point of view of the takone of Rebbe Bisode, she didn't have to count Zayikin. And that was the takone of Rebbe Zeire, of Mrs. Oilach Miral Atzmon, that even if she sees one, she has one riyah, and she knows it's in the Yemenide, she still has to count, doesn't make a difference, Yemenide or Yemezive, so she still has to count, Zaynikin. So Teisa says, so Mimele we can visualize it beheter, even according to the other Tanoim, let's see Rabbi Shmuel, after the Takone of Reb Zeire, Achari Achas, ויחד תיקן רב זהירה, די ספר השיבס ניקים, אל תיבס דם כחד לו, די מסורך צורך נם ניקים מזרע, די חיים דירי זה תיק, ומכאן איש או ששים שו, וירו עשו מיד, אין לו להס חיליס פר ניקים, עד אחר ימדלת, די בינון ווב אין יש להם. Now this is the mocker for that practice, the universal practice, that a woman, so she has to count 5 days, Tesis mentions only 4 days, because that's another chumrah. But so the practice is that she has to count five so-called unclean days over and above the 7 clean days. The 7 clean days. Why? So in other words, so even if a woman sees dam just once on Sunday and she doesn't bleed anymore, so she cannot start counting the 7 days Sunday night. But so she has to count 5 days before she makes the tikkun of Efsektare and she starts counting the Zaynikin. So she has to, if she had one riyah on Sunday, she has to count 5 unclean days. We call it unclean days because it doesn't make a difference whether she sits down in those 5 days or not. It doesn't make any difference. So we call it 5 unclean days. So she has to, if she sits down once on Sunday, she has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Thursday night, I mean, before Shkia, on Thursday, she has to make the Bdikya of Efsektare, and then Friday is the first day of the Zaynikin. So, all the Rishenim, most Rishenim say that she has to count only 4 unclean days. 4 unclean days over and above the Zaynikin. And this is the Psach of the Tur, and this is the Psach of the Mechaba. But the Ramor paskens that she has to count 5 unclean days. Over and above the Zaynikin. Now, what's the cheshbon of the 4 days? The 5th day, this is a special chum. That's an extra chum. But the 4 days over and above the Zaynikin is also a chumre, but it's not an extra chumre. In other words, why does she have to count 4 days over and above the Zaynikin before she starts counting the Zaynikin? The answer is because of this aloha. That if a woman is pilate shechva zera, so then it's a seir one day. So many times she could be pilate shechva zera and she will not be cognizant of it. So memele, she has to be cheshish every day. Maybe she was pilate shechva zera and she just wasn't aware of it. So it's possible. So memele, if she saw, let's say, one riyah, she had one riyah on Sunday. And then she stopped bleeding. So she cannot start counting Sunday night, that Monday should be the first day of the Zaynikin. Because maybe she will be Pilate Shechva Zera on Monday, and she will not be Margeshes. She will not be cognizant of it. And so she'll think that the first day started with Monday, and Sunday night she'll think that she's Muteres Lebailo. But actually, in view of the fact that objectively she was Pilate Shechva Zera, so that was say on the Monday day, so the Monday day could not be included in the Cheshbon. So only Tuesday. So then Sunday night is not the end of 7 days, only Monday night. And then it's possible. So you'll say, all right, so let her not start counting if she had just one riyah on Sunday, so she couldn't start counting the Zaynikin on Monday, but let her start counting
on Tuesday, no, it's possible she will be pale in mikzas. Let's say on Monday, and she might be pale and she will not be cognizant of it. On Monday too, the same thing. On Monday too. So it's possible. So it's possible that she will be pale and if she had a ri on Sunday, so she cannot start counting on Monday because maybe she'll be pale on Monday. So that cannot be included in the Zayinikin. And she might be pale on Tuesday too. She might be pale on Tuesday too. And then she might be pale on Wednesday too. She might be pale on Wednesday too. Because we pasken like the Chachomim. According to our views in the Gemara, like the Chachomim in Shabbos. So that means that if the Plita Shech Vazera takes place within 72 hours as of Tashmish, so it still has a Chalei Shem Shech Vazera. So Mimele, if, let's say, she saw Dam on Sunday, so she cannot start counting on Monday, and she cannot start counting even on Tuesday, and not even on Wednesday. Because suppose she starts counting, she makes the Bdika Vefshek Tare Tuesday before Shkia. And Wednesday is the first day. Now, suppose she is Pilates, she might be Pilates Shech Vazera on Wednesday. And then the Tashmish was, let's say, on Sunday. So the Plata Shech Vazera might be within 72 hours on Wednesday, is of the Tashmish. So the melee, it will be Seisa the Wednesday day. It will be Seisa on the Wednesday day. Let's say the Tashmish was in the afternoon, the late afternoon Sunday. So then, and if she will, Pele Shech Vazera Wednesday, in the early afternoon, so then it will still be within 3 minutes less. So the melee, that's the reason as to why most Rishonim say that she has to count 4 days, 4 so-called unclean days before she starts counting the Zayinikin. So if she had the Ri on Sunday, so she can only start counting on Thursday. So she'll count 4 unclean days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then she's sure that no matter how late a Plita Shech Vazera is, so it is not within 72 hours. So she's safe if she starts counting on Thursday. So this is the psak of the Tur, and this is the psak of the Mechaber, and most Rishonim say that a woman has to count only 4 unclean days before she starts counting Zayinikin. But there are more paskins, though, that she has to count 5 clean days. This is an extra. Now, the Mechaber, Mesim and Kuf Tzadik Vov, Sif Yud Alev, so Apilete Shech Vazera B'mei Sviroso, Imu Teich Vov Eine Isli Shimusho, Seiseres, Eisei, Lificho Hamshameshes, Kuf Tzadik Vov, Sif Yud Alev, Lificho Hamshameshes Mitoso, Viro Aso Achakach Uposcho, Inu Mascheles, Lispir Zayin Nikim, Ache Yavro Aleo Vov Eine Shlemis, Shemo Tiflit, in other words, how many days, how many unclean days does have to count? Only 4 days, not 5 days. This is the Pesach L'chada. Kigeinim Shimshom Mitzoyi Shabbos in Maschelis Lispe Rat Yimhei. Until Thursday. The Kaimelon in Shech Vazera Masliach at Sheyavu Olof Sheishin Shlemish, Meis Leis. Vim Shimshom Mitzoyi Shabbos Upolto Leil Dalet Kedem Eishimusho Vim Mitzoyi Shabbos Adayin He made it, so it's still within 72 hours. Adayin made it, v'sichino shishish lishimusho, v'sisheres, hilkach, yeimhei yeirishel isfiros. Yeimhei yeirishel isfiros. So, you see at the lotion of the, you see the lotion of the Mechaber, the lotion of Mechaber is, v'imshim shob mitzei Shabbos, u'polto leil dalet, kedem eishimusho, mitzei Shabbos. So the Mechaber emphasizes, imshim shob mitzei Shabbos. Suppose the husband wasn't with her the Mitzvah Shabbos. So then she doesn't have to count She doesn't have to count four unclean days. That's the psak of the mechaber. That's the psak of the mechaber. Because the mechaber, hilkach yimhei yirishnei svarosam. Apparently the mechaber did not want to pass an extra chumres, but only chumres that are based upon the din, not based upon minhogim, as is yot. So mimele now, this aloche, so in other words, so if she was shimshon mitzoy Shabbos, then according to some rishenim, midina digmore she has to count. She has to count four unclean days before she makes the hefsektare and she starts counting the zayichim. But suppose the husband was away, she wasn't with the husband. And she saw dam on Sunday. And the husband was away. So then she can immediately, she saw dam on Sunday and she stopped bleeding. So according, it's mashma from the washing of the mechaber, that then she can start counting the zayinikim immediately. She has to make a hefsektare on Sunday late in the afternoon before shkiyeh, and then she can start counting. Because the mechaber apparently does not pass any chumre of minek, as is yo, the Ramot does, but the mechaber doesn't. So the mechaber is only paskening that which midina di gemore has to be done. Now, whether midina di gemore, there is a basis for that count of 4 days, 5 days, over and above the zayinikin, so that depends upon the machlekes Hashem. Because according to the Ravid, so the whole aloche that pilete shich vazera, if he's ovek daily, so in the midst of the zayinikin, if she sees, if she is pilete shich vazera, so it says ayim echot, so that only ligabitaris. That's the sheet of the Ravid, and the Rashbo mentions that sheet. The Ravid, the Rashbo in Teras Abayis. So the Ravid is not a yochid, but most rishonim achilik on the Ravid and on the Rashbo. But the sheet of the Ravid is that the whole aloche that pilete shich vazera is seiser zaynikim only applies ligabi tayres, but not ligabi bailo. So ligabi bailo, pilete shich vazera is not seiser. Only ligabi tayres is seiser. So memele, according to the Ravid, there is no need to count 4 days over and above the zaynikim. We don't have tayres anyway. You are old me. So today it's only libailo. And libaylo, the whole aloche, according to the Ravid, the whole aloche of pilete shich vazera siseres yimechot applies only litayres. But ligabi baylo, it's not seiser. So memele, this minek, according to the Ravid, so this minek can be dispensed with. But of course, we don't pass more like the Ravid, because most rishenim hold that the aloche that pilete shich vazera yiseiseya yei mechot applies libailo as well. There are certain things that apply only to tyres, not libailo, but not this din according to most rishenim. Then there is another machlekes rishenim. Many rishenim say that midina di gemore, so when is a tseiseya if she knows that she was pilete shich vazera? But if she doesn't know, she has no argoshe, she is not aware of it, so then she doesn't have to be chesheshes. She doesn't have to be chesheshes. Because after all, usually, if a woman is pilete shich vazera, it is accompanied by a certain sensation. She should feel it. And if she doesn't feel it, so we can safely presume, according to many rishonim, that she wasn't pilete shich vazera. Unless the pilete shich vazera took place while she was passing water, so melee that sensation got lost in some other sensation. So many rishonim say that we don't have to be chesish, but there are some rishonim who say that al pidin we have to be chesish. So in other words, it seems that the mechaber, first of all, of course, and not only it seems, the mechaber certainly doesn't pass like the Ravid, and he holds that the aloche pilete shich vazera yiseiser zayinikin, so that applies libailo not only litares, and also that midina di gemore, so we have to be cheshish. But the mechaber doesn't pass any extra chumres over and above takones chazal. So that's why the mechaber emphasizes sheshimsho b'mitzoy Shabbos. Because if not shimsho b'mitzoy Shabbos, suppose the husband And she had the husband had been away, or even if he had not been away, she just was not with the husband. So then, midrash the Gemara, she can start counting the Zayin Nikiyim immediately. So that's the mechaber. But then the Rambam says, "V'tifseik yim daled leiseret v'yim hei elimim v'yeshikos." So in other words, that's explanatory. So first, many times the Rambam, first he explains what the mechaber says, and then he mentions another sheet. V'yeshikosvu. I mean, the Rambam does that in connection with the Minogim of Sfira. So here too. So first he explained the Mechabasi. V'tifzik yim dalet leisere. V'yim hei yelani. But v'yeshe kosvu sheyesh lehamtin oyge mechot. D'hayne shalu itaschil limneis ad yim ha-shishi. V'hu yiyah yim rishen nisviroso. D'chai shinon shemot ishameish b'yim rishen. B'na shmosheis v'tizbeer shu yeyim. V'efshar shu layo. V'yim taschil limneis v'yim chamishi. So that's the other shita. Now the fifth day, that's an extra chumra. That is certainly not within the Gemara. You see what the Mechaber says in the case of Shimshon b'Mitzvah Shabbos. So then, according to many Rishonim, it's within the Gemara. According to many Rishonim, not according to all Rishonim. But because many Rishonim, most Rishonim, I think, hold, while most Rishonim are chilek and raived, but most Rishonim hold that within the Gemara, we do not have to be cheshish for Kolel Hashem Zera, if there is no Agoshim, if she is not aware. Alright, so the Ramor, it's the fifth day. Why the fifth day? So it's an extra chumra, that's a minute. That's definitely a minute. As is yo. Why? Because if she only has to count four unclean days, so sometimes when she'll be mishameshes b'yim rishim min hashmoshes, and she wouldn't know, she would think that it was still the daytime, and actually, objectively speaking, it was already after Tzitzak Chovit. So if we'll let her start counting b'yim chamishi. So it might be, and the Tashmish was, let's say, the Tashmish was Pinash Moshe's, and it happened to be already the Monday day. So then she might be Poletei Shechvazera. Poletei Shechvazera at the beginning of the first day of the Zayin Nikiyim, and that will be Seiseya, and she will not know. So because of that, there is this yoke, under all circumstances, whether she was Shimsho b'yim rishim min hashmoshes or not, and even if she was not with her husband for a number of days prior to the Riyah, under all circumstances, she has to count five unclean days over and above the Zayniki. But the fifth day, that's an extra chumre. So because of that, so let's say, a kale, so after the first beer, so she has to be separated, so there she counts only four unclean days in Zaynikim. Why? Because the fifth day is only a minute. But the 4 days, according to some Rishonim, is more than a minute, according to some Rishonim. Not according to all Rishonim. Not according to the Raivet, of course. And even the Rishonim were chilek on the Raivet. But all those who say that Medina de Gemore, if she is not aware of any hargoshe of plita shechvazera, so she doesn't, she's not say. So mele. So according to them, even the 4 days is only a minute. All right. Now, let's see. So umikan isho sheshimsho v'roa so miyad eimol haschel ispel zayim nikim ad achayim dal. So Tesis doesn't mention the 5 days. Die Bienen wobe nicht schweiz. Wir gehen pas a krach. Wa viel robe die Polikoche. A robe ba khome nire die Khosabe. Mit der loye Shive. Wir khul am roye Savre Perke ze de in die Reave. Wir so sra af mit Rabshime. Wir kolst nur aber. Wir kolst nur aber. So now wait from this washing of days where it's mashma that he is chelik on the Ramban. Because the Ramban says that Rome Bachome Chome Bachomes, Abba, Shaila was only Ali with Rav Shimon. So Ali with Rabbonon, the Pilates Sheikh Vazera, so it's not Mitamei on the score of Pilates until it is Yetzis Lechutz. So even Chome Bachome had no question, had no doubt in his mind. He knows his mind. But the doubt in the mind of Chome Bachome, the doubt in the mind of Chome Bachome was only in connection with Rav Shimon. But Teisve says, "Va'afilu rove de poliko haron b'chomer nira de chozabei midiloi yeshive." Bichule amiroi yisalvei zidei midiloi yadu yisas after Rav Shimon b'kolosh l'rabon. So it's mashma that Abaye was alibi dekulalme. Teisve says alibi deemes. So he says that kolosh l'rabon. V'hodi koma rove likamot. והחתיתו של תומא מפסקת ביניהם, אביי אמא שלו, תסביר מפסק ביניהם. משום הלכי על דירו ולחוזר בי. דורסו מאירה בתומס לידה, שתמי עוזיין ואיזה משקף מיישה תמינידה, וכך גומר של תאי מפסקת, אבל קרי בליסי צרו ממחות, איזלוי מפסק.